This is a press conference podcast from Jayhawkslant.com.
He walked or not, I know everybody said he did. At least I know that some people said he did. So he may have, I don't know. But it was still a heck of an athletic play to get all the way to the hole in two bounces, I think.
What was the last play that you wanted originally?
Well, we were going to get it into Frank, and if I'm not mistaken, Devontae came back to catch it, and then made a real smart play because the way they guarded it, if I'm not mistaken, I haven't seen it yet, but they put four guys up there to defend three, and then when the ball went into Devontae, two guys ran to him, and then Svee was open on the weak side, kind of, and just threw it to him, and he was able to get ahead of steam.
How often do you work on those types of situations, the scramble situation there?
Quite, not every day, but we have a small package that we put in, you know, whether it's a dead ball or whether it's a after a free throw or whatever. And in that situation, it was after a timeout, and I thought K-State, they came out and they pressed us hot, which we thought they'd press us probably soft, and they pressed us pretty hot, and we were fortunate we were able to get behind them.
What's your assessment of how your team did the first 39 minutes?
Well, I you can include the 40. I didn't think we played very well. I thought they played really well. I thought, you know, obviously, you know, you get two steals at home. You know, you don't do anything to create any havoc or disrupt rhythm. So I thought they executed well, and certainly we did okay at times. I mean, we defensively, you know, we didn't ever guard anybody, and certainly we're fortunate we made threes tonight. You know, we're 11-22 or we get beat.
Talk about Landon Lucas's performance tonight, 18-12 tonight. Obviously, yeah. His growth from the first game up until now.
Yeah, I thought Landon was, you know, probably our, you know, he's kind of emerged as our most consistent player right now. I thought he played really well and was a presence, and it hurt us when he got his third and fourth foul, third early in the second half, and his fourth that we had to set him. But I think Landon, you know, he scored inside tight. I don't know what was he, 8-10 from my eyes are so bad I can't even read that. Will somebody hold this way out there so I can read it? I think Landon's 8-10, and I think the last game he was like 7-9 or something like that. So he's kind of on a roll, you know, not doing anything exceptional, but certainly finishing around the basket much better.
Sometimes in the last minute, you got it to him inside. Was that just something that was open, or is there more confidence in him to kind of?
I think there's more confidence. We ran a play to get it to him down there, and he got the and one with about 2 minutes left, and then I think he missed his free throw, and then after that he got fouled and was able to make both free throws. So I don't remember exactly, but I think he had 4 points, I believe, us going to him in the last 2 minutes, I believe.
And then what are your biggest concerns defensively?
Pride probably would be a concern. Toughness would be a concern. The thing about it is, you know, defense is like offense. You just don't practice it one day or 2 days and get better. There's got to be, you know, it's something that you got to have some pride to want to get better. And right now we're not a real prideful team on that end. And we've had stretches where we didn't guard very well. Other times during our tenure here in over 13 years, but we've never had a team this poor on that end. I mean, this is without question it is the poorest defensive team that we've ever had. And I thought there would be a situation where we would be probably one of the better defensive teams we have because we have quickness. But we don't do anything to disrupt anybody. And if you play small, you need to be scrappy, and we're not very scrappy.
Would it be safe to say that the momentum changed for the better for K-State after Josh got picked up that technical foul as the game?
We didn't play well the first half, but we're 10 points better off than when we started. And then totally give 7 points back to start the second half off of bad plays. Josh is, you know, surely he's going to learn. He's got to learn. He's too good a player. And you know, he's developed the reputation now that you know he's got to get the last word in with and with officials. These are good officials. These are guys that called in the Final Four. I mean, stuff like that. They're not going to take any crap from anybody. And even though his last two technicals, I don't think he deserved either one at all. But I do think that you know you can't say call a foul. I mean, if you gave a technical to everybody that said call a foul, I mean you'd have 20 technicals in a game. But still, you know he can't say that. He's got a reputation of saying things, and you know that's got to be he's got to be able to think next play, as opposed to trying to win a battle that's not winnable.
What was going through your mind there in the last play that Steve ran down the floor?
You know what? I felt decent about it because with an open court, and you know, Svi's a much better athlete than people give him credit for. I think. I mean, he's really a good athlete, and I don't know who was coming up from behind him. I think it may have been a Wandu. I can't remember exactly, but I thought that maybe he would get his hand in there and deflect the ball. But just for him to be able to, and I think he took off 2 feet, which was smart too. So that way you avoid the charge.
Where was Udoka?
Udoka is having surgery tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, he's having surgery tomorrow, so he's there and they're doing it early, so that's where he is.
Coach, were you at all shocked by the punch that K-State came out with? Like the punch K-State came out with? Were you expecting them to play that hard?
Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I expected them to play that hard. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they've got a good team, you know, and they should have been 13-0 coming into this game, you know, because they really beat Maryland, and Maryland made a couple of plays late that was kind of screwy plays. But it doesn't surprise me at all how hard they competed at all. And you know, they always play hard. From our vantage point, we only see them twice or three times a year, and in those particular games, we always see a team that plays very hard.
Looked like Dean Wade kind of got a good shot there on their last possession. What did you see on the defensive possession?
Nothing. I didn't see anything. We're switching ball screens, and one guy didn't switch. I mean, that's the kind of mental mistakes you make. We lived on borrowed time tonight and got away with it. So that was very disappointing. You know, that we're guarding a certain way, and one guy does his own deal, and the other guy does what he's supposed to do, and that leaves a guy wide open. So we were really lucky that he missed the shot.
What improvements are you most looking forward to between now and Saturday in the next game?
You know, it's hard to get better in 2 days. You know, we'll take tomorrow off, and to be real candid with you, you can't. You know, maybe I'm not understand the game well enough or understand ball well enough that you can just wave a magic wand and all of a sudden you get better. You get better by practicing the right way and paying attention to detail and putting yourself in game-like situations and taking pride in everything you're doing, and you just don't do that one day and automatically you get better. You know, it takes a long time for things to become a habit, and certainly the way that we have played, you know, I'd say over the last couple of weeks, going back to UNLV for sure. It's something that, you know, it took us a while to get this poor. You just don't get this bad overnight defensively. It's going to take us a while to get better defensively too. So I'd like to see some marginal improvement, no question, from a competitive standpoint, a pride standpoint. But I don't know if we can change who we are in 2 days, but I do think we got a lot more than what we're given right now from a competitive standpoint.
What do you think about D-Way's night?
I thought he played well. I thought their whole team played well. Yeah, I thought he played well. You know, last year, I don't think he had three of his better games against us last year, and I thought he was. You know, most players make their biggest jump between their between their freshman and sophomore season, and he's obviously made a big jump himself. He's a good player.